Hey, good morning. This is behavioral scientist Tanola Oliver. This is the Making of the Mogul radio show. And I'm excited today to have a very candid conversation with you and to just talk about the shifting that we're experiencing and the culture and globally, right, as it relates to the return of civility. And I want to encourage people who have disturbed cultural toxicity, right? I want to encourage you, and I'm going to share some of my experiences today. And here's the thing about when you share your experiences, there are vultures out there that want to embellish their experiences. And so they hear and they recognize a person's platform. They recognize the anointing on a person, and then they begin to take those stories and cultivate them for their own, right? In 2024, we're just not allowing people to do that. We're calling people out, right? I'm also going to talk about the shift in entertainment that I am seeing and experiencing firsthand. And I'm excited just about the authenticity that is returning to the culture and not allowing anybody to take advantage of people's experiences. And here is why, because people's experiences, they are very specific to their lives. And there is a lot of healing. There is a lot of internal turmoil, as well as there is a lot of So the reason why most people have this artistic ability or ability to tell a story or anointed or gifted in specific ways is because of their experiences and what it allows that person to do when they begin to push their art into the atmosphere, into the world. It is a way of them processing healing, healthy healing, right? And it allows other people to heal too, because of the presence, right, of who the Lord is in the process of them cultivating, right, who they've been cultivated to be, right, before the foundations of the world. And so in 2024, we're just not allowing people to fake their experiences anymore, because not only is it manipulative, but it prevents the real healing from being able to take place for people who have actually the ability to relate. And so we're all like snowflakes. No two of us are the same, right? No two of us have the exact same experiences or the exact same testimony. And I encourage you to use your discernment and begin to call people out and hold them accountable for being dishonest about their experiences, so that the healing that is necessary to go forth in the culture and in the world and on a global level has the ability to do that by the means and purpose of the people that the Lord has set in place to direct that healing. Okay. So I really had to have a very candid conversation today. And the reason why I want to have this conversation is because, like, 2024, like, if we had to do the four-pack set it off crew for 2024, I would say it was Kelly Price. I would say it was Uncle Murder of the Passport Boys, which is formerly of the G-Unit brand, but I don't think G-Unit exists anymore. So he was on the tour, right, on the 50 Cent tour. He's one of 50 Cent's artists and long-term friends, right? He did a wrap-up for 2023, and I'm not going to unpack it because he told a lot of things. If you're outside of the industry, there's some things he told that you didn't recognize. But he told some things that were dangerous, right? He set it off really more than Cat Williams set it off. But the thing is, if you didn't know what he was talking about, you didn't know what he was talking about. But he told some dangerous things. Cat Williams, right, was part of the four-pack Set It Off crew. Kelly Price is a part of the four-pack Set It Off crew. The things that she revealed about her co-workers, right, on Sunday's Best. And who else? There was a four-pack. Was it a four-pack or three-pack? Anyway, if I can think of the other person, I'll come back and mention them. But those are the three people that were really very instrumental in holding culture accountable and saying some very important things. And so this is what I want to do in this moment, is I want to provide some freedom, right? In particularly, and I really do. And the only reason I'm sharing this is because I need to free myself, right? And I am always very, while being candid, I'm always very strategic about how I share information. Because if you know, you know. If you don't know, it's not my purpose in to expose people, but it is my purpose in to free myself, so that if you are familiar with it and you know it, then it binds the lies up, right? And so I have been on a very unique journey, right? And it has been difficult for me because on this particular journey, I anticipated that there would be people there that are not there. I anticipated that there were friendships that I had that I didn't really have, right? It shedded the light on some relationships for me that weren't really as tangible relationships as I thought. And so, when you hear gossip about people, I want you to know that there is always two sides to the story, right? I want you to know that there is the person who started the gossip, right? And gossip usually is from some minutia of the truth. And then it's embellished in ways that make the carrier of the gossip feel better about their position because they were feeling some type of way about their existence. And I just realized a few weeks ago that people were really misconstruing what I was stating when I say that, right? And so people think, when I say that it takes a minutia of the truth, that means that they know some part of the truth, right? That is unequivocally not what I'm talking about, right? So I'm going to provide you with an example. So as most people know, I was married for like 19 years. It wasn't until after I was divorced that rumors began to ruminate about me as a woman, right? As if I was like some type of loose woman, right? That slept around with a lot of men. Actually, the reason those rumors began to ruminate was because of the opposite. So when I say that people take the truth and they create some type of narrative out of it and make gossip out of it. I'm not talking about like there's some truth in what was stated. I'm saying that people find a way to cultivate their own truth in a situation based on where they see themselves and the proximity of truth. For example, I found out a few weeks ago that I was actually the target of a gentleman in my community, which actually invited me to his platform once. And me being the type of person that I 100% support my people that look like me and support people doing positive things in the community. And I'm always the type of person that likes to help and provide my public support because I realize people respect my opinion and respect me as an individual. And if I have the ability to bring some sort of positive increase to somebody's platform, then I would do that with no problem. Now, what I end up finding out a few weeks ago, and this was years ago, right, is that the person actually invited me to their platform for contrary reasons, not because he wanted my support there, but because he wanted to bring some sort of shame and an embarrassment to me, right? Which is unfortunate because I feel some type of way about men that target women and target innocent people and target children. And any community that lines themselves up with maligning, destructing, ostracizing, which I use that term very loosely because that's been some of the things that people have said about me. And my household is not ostracized. Like we're in, we've been amongst and have proximity and association and are invited on a regular basis to some of the best healthy relationships and circles of influence. I don't always have the opportunity to attend, and oftentimes I have to turn those down because of my work schedule. But I said in 2024, I'm going to do better in trying to show up for the people who have opened the opportunity for my household to be amongst them socially in healthy environments. I said I'm going to do better at that in 2024. Because there are some people that have been very concerned about myself as well as my son. Just about our ability to be able to navigate society and enjoy life, right? Because of all of the things that we have had to deal with in the community that I live in, right? And so this individual invited me to their platform. And like I said, I thought that like this person would ask me for sponsorship money. I would provide sponsorship money. They asked me to do something on one of their platforms. I assumed that it was for positivity. I had no idea that the purpose of it was negative, some sort of negative association. I had no idea about that. But here is the truth of the matter, is that amongst my very tight-knit close of friends, right, that this gentleman has probably slept with most of my friends. I was one of the individuals that had never slept with him. And then somehow I found myself the target, right, of his demoralized campaign. One of my mentors pulled me to the side and had this conversation with me a few weeks ago. And I didn't really know how to address it because I'm the type of person that I'll pick up the phone and call somebody and have a conversation with them. But I wasn't, after praying and fasting and consecrating, I made a decision not to do that. Because if you see yourself as a community leader, and if you see yourself as a positive proponent in the community, then it's your responsibility that when you have an alt with someone, that you're supposed to go with that person and make them accountable. So if this gentleman really had an alt with me, he would have come to me instead of inviting me to a platform to try and demoralize me. He would have invited me to a private conversation to find out whatever type of uncomfortability or whatever he felt about me, right? But people who don't want to do the right thing and just want to elevate and promote themselves and don't really operate in honesty and truth, this is the type of things that they do. And so he targeted an innocent woman, right? And he placed myself and my son in harm's way by creating these lies and these negative narratives around myself. I've never slept with anybody's husband. Somehow that that perspective came out of this particular experience. And so people were under the impression that it that somehow karma had hit my life, right? Because my ex-husband was having an affair. An absolute and total lie, right? Other things that have been said in relation specifically about me is that I treated other people's children different than I treated my own biological son. That is absolutely a lie. I have tried to plan vacations for children that I did not birth, that I seen as my own children. I've tried to plan family portraits. I've tried to plan family events and dinners and all of that, right? And because people were trying to build up and create this narrative about me, they would do things intentionally to disrupt those plans, including family vacations, so that they could continue to build these lies about me that were not true, right? And this is what I want to say to people is, if you don't have the ability to do well by people, then you're better off leaving them alone. And I know that we don't believe, there's a lot of us really that operate in an antichrist spirit, sitting right in church, sitting right in supposedly faith-based environments. But we live, this world operates on reaping and sowing, right? And while sometimes I do approach disrespect face to face, there are times when the Lord will push you to let people do damage to their own selves, right? And so what I want to say today is I want to encourage people. And all of this was because of, I'm assuming it was because I began to form my foundation and began to do a lot of work specifically with youth and began to do a lot of work with leadership. And people felt some type of way about it. Well, very specific people that had influence in the community that I lived in really felt some type of way about me having that sort of influence for whatever reason, because I didn't involve myself in their circles, right? Which were toxic circles to me. And I'm the type of person, I like to be around healthy people in healthy environments. Honestly, at the end of the day, my discernment ended up being true, right? So there are a lot of people walking around telling lies about me because they are portraying the image that I didn't want to socialize or that I was antisocial and wouldn't participate in the things that they organized. But at the end of the day, I didn't do it because it didn't fit right with my spirit. It felt messy. It felt toxic. It was just something about it that I was discerning that I didn't want to associate myself with. And it turns out, here we are, fast forward many, many years later, that it's the truth. You don't get the opportunity to place innocent people in the line of fire and in danger and walk away okay. You don't get to do that. You don't get to do that. And let me share with you some of the experiences that I have to deal with on a day-to-day basis because of the lies that's been told against me, right? And at some point, people begin, like, I've been around Caucasian people all of my life, right? Like, I went to a predominantly Caucasian school. My experiences are very specific, right, to me being cultivated in that environment. At some point in time, the same group of individuals began to even put lies out there about me and say that I was racist. Like, everything that is really true about me, they put the contrary out there, because those were the things that were making me successful. Those were the things that were pushing the momentum behind my foundation. And so the way that their purpose was to slow my momentum was to take the truth and mirror the opposite and spread the opposite, which was a lie, in order to neutralize my leadership. And so I'm doing this as my brain dump for 2024, and I'm done talking about it for the rest of the year, right? So let me tell you some of the experiences that I have because of the lies that have been told against me by people, particularly men that are supposed to be protectors in the community, right? And I'm not talking about all men. I'm talking about very specific ones, ones that have an alt with me because my friends chose to sleep with them, which is okay, right? That's their choice. And I don't know if they were sleeping with these particular men at the same time or at different periods of time. I don't know. And I don't care. And it doesn't matter. But the point is I didn't sleep with them. And these are the individuals that have tried to posture me as a loose woman in society. And I was married for 19 years and I have practiced abstinence for 7+ years, right? But when you tell lies like that, I'm in public places where I have to contact the police department because it has caused men to look at me in a disrespectful demeanor, right? I'm in places where I had to contact the highest functioning, abiding law organization in the United States, because people that were plotting and planning against my son in classroom environments, a place that's supposed to be safe. And I spared none when I listed names. I spared none. I listed doctors' offices. I listed principals. I listed teachers. I listed everything on that list so that if anything should ever happen in my life or in anybody's life that is within my household or close proximity to me, that they have very specific names, situations, circumstances. I reported photography studios. I named and I listed them all because I live in a community that people thought it was okay to demoralize a single Black woman and to try and target this woman and her youth child, right? And so just our day-to-day interaction has been totally disrupted because of lies, right? What would have been the top two lies? Number one, that I'm racist. Absolutely not, right? Total opposite of anything I've ever been all of my life. If you look at my foundation, you'll see all of the multicultural work that I've done on a daily basis. And the truth of it is that they wanted to posture it and posture me in the public eye with the direct opposite of the truth. That's what I mean when I say that people take a minutia of the truth and they embellish it. I'm not talking about that there's any truth in it, right? I'm talking about they take the truth and twist it, right? The other issue is that they have painted this picture that I'm some sort of loose woman, right? I was married for 19 years, faithful to my husband for 19 years. And I have, and if I was a loose woman, if I was already cheating on my husband, I would be married or be in a relationship right now, right? And that's not it. I have practiced abstinence, right? For 7+ years, right? Because it has been more important for me to protect my household and to continue the work of my foundation than it has been to put myself back out there in the dating pool. Maybe I've waited a little bit too long. Maybe that was my fault. But that's a personal choice. My point is that you lied, right? My point is that you lied to promote yourself and to elevate yourself and to make yourself look like something that you're not, right? And you could have done that without pulling me into your mess. But because you had issues with my leadership and with my platform, you chose to pull me into your mess unbeknownst to me because I was so disconnected from your social circle, right? That you put an innocent woman and her marriage and her innocent child in a place of danger. I went into the doctor's office the other day for a procedure. And there was a woman and her daughter. Now, this is how you teach your children ignorance, right? This is how ignorance passes from one generation to the next. This woman walked into the building while I'm standing in the lobby and stands directly behind me, doesn't move, doesn't say nothing. And we are the only three people in the lobby, and the lobby is a large space. So I turn around and I ask the woman, all this space in here, and this is the space you choose to occupy directly behind me? She says, we're waiting. You're waiting on what? Because you didn't press no buttons on the elevator. You didn't say nothing. You didn't do nothing. All you did was come and stand behind me. I ended up having to call security on that woman, right? These are the type of experiences that I'm having publicly because you lied. You don't get to get away with that. Hear me? You don't get to get away with that. You're not going to get away with that. I was supposed to have another procedure done early on before this particular procedure. I had two insurances at the time. The physician's hospital, because of one's very specific situation in person, like I said, that has put some incorrect information out there about me. And now people have taken it on as their personal motivation to right the wrongs for people that have lied, right? And what they kept doing was playing around and playing around. And I've had to report this agency. They kept playing around and playing around with my pre-authorization until one of my insurances had expired, and then the procedure was going to cost me a few thousand dollars in order to have the procedure. Luckily, my physician found another way for me to get the treatment that I needed to have, right? I have a very serious medical condition. And these are the type of things that I have to deal with. Because you lied. Because you told a lie. I have women walking around. Now, I was married for 19 years. I was with my ex-husband from the moment I graduated from high school, starting at the age of 17, because I graduated early. You have women that targeted myself and targeted my husband with the purpose of quote unquote stealing him from me. Now I'm not talking about my accountability to my ex-husband or his accountability in this situation. I'm not talking about that. My ex-husband doesn't deal with what I deal with on a day-to-day basis, right? These women's families have targeted me and targeted my household because they have given the impression that they were dealing with my ex-husband before me, and I somehow, he somehow out of the blue married me. When I've been with this man, or was with this man, since I was 17 years old and had just graduated from high school when I met my ex-husband, and we remained friends for several years, right? And we ended up married. But if you listen to them and let them tell the story, right? Their agenda was to target me, target him, and to quote unquote steal him from me. And then when he married me, they were embarrassed, right? But if you let them tell the story, it seems as if I was intrusive and bombarded their relationship. And that's the story that they've been telling their family members. And their family members have done some major grievances that my brothers ain't happy about. Do you hear what I'm saying? These are the type of situations that I have been dealing with. And while I've dealt with them here and there, while I was married, the magnitude of them multiplied after the fact. And when I tell you that people take the truth and embellish it so that they can promote themselves and make themselves seem better in the scheme of things, I'm not talking about that they take something that's true and embellish it. I'm saying they take the truth and tell an opposite narrative to make themselves look better in the scheme of things. Absolute total lies. And you have people who don't understand the line of demarcation between entertainment and real life. And because I've always been in the limelight and always been exposed to entertainment, and it was picked up on and made fun of and joked about on entertainment platforms, there are people walking around in society and in the community that I live in that think those things are true. So when I talk to people about cultural responsibility, right, I'm saying that what you put out there does have an impact. Until somebody like me or Cat Williams or Kelly Price or Uncle Murder, right, get on a platform and are bold enough to tell the truth. Stop lying on people. Stop creating the, and I'm laughing not because it's funny. I'm chuckling as a sense of the audacity of people, right? Stop creating these false narratives because you want to make yourself look better or you feel some type of way about yourself. Or because you felt some sort of way about your status in society and I opted out. People have a right to pick and choose who they want to socialize with and what they want to be a part of. And from a perspective of me, a person that is compassionate and loving and loves children and has always loved children, and I cannot like you, but still respect and care for your children. That is the one thing about me that anybody will tell you. And you have people that have been disrespectful towards my son who don't even know me and don't know anything about me. Because they have believed a lie. If you play with my son, you're going to pay. And you're going to pay in ways that you didn't anticipate. Don't play with me and don't play with my son. Because the information that you are leaning into is a false narrative. And it is 100% of a lie. It's a damn shame that I can't go to Kettering Hospital and have a procedure without having to go through a lot of rigmarole. And I have a serious medical condition. Because somebody lied. Because somebody didn't want to be exposed for their lies. That I can't attend an event with my son and sit down in an event without an ignorant ass young man referring to me as a hoe. Because somebody lied. And because you feel some sort of way about yourself in relation to how you see somebody else. And I am the very person that's been advocating behind closed doors for all of mankind. But at some point, you listened to a lie and leaned into a narrative of a lie. I don't have to endorse your movement. I don't have to endorse whatever you're into. I endorse what the platforms and the movements that line up with my purpose in my life and line up with the work that I've done for 20 to 30 years. I have the right to do that. I live in the land of the free. I am an intellectual, African American woman that has a right to make choices. And you are not going to malalign my life or my son's life because you choose to want to tell a lie or you feel some sort of way about who we are in relation to who you are. And you're talking and you're taking this narrative to places that's going to land you in hot shit. Because I will not let it go. If you disrespect me or you disrespect my son, you may get away with it in the moment, but I'd be damned if I let it go. I play for keeps, baby. I play for keeps. And I don't play games with people's souls. I don't play games with people's lives. Don't play with me and don't play with my sons. If you my neighbor and you have somebody doing work at your house, if they disrespect me while I'm standing outside, the police is coming to see you. Period. And you can play with it if you want. But I got people that love me, that care about me, that play at the highest levels of society. Stop believing lies. I am so excited to see Cat Williams come to a platform and speak his truth. I am so excited to hear Kelly Price finally tell the public that she comes from three generations of preachers and she just happens to be a secular singer and that she was the only person on a show that she participated in that wasn't sleeping with somebody else's husband and that she don't need to be a part of nobody's religious circle if it means that she has to compromise her morality and compromise her integrity. There's going to be some doors that shut for Kelly Price, but I'm praying for her. I'm praying for Cat Williams and I'm praying for Uncle Murder because he says some, y'all think Cat Williams says some stuff. He really told some things, but if you're not plugged into the entertainment community behind the scenes, you don't really know what he's talking about. More people have to be willing to tell the truth. And I'm not talking about your slant of the truth, your embellishment of the truth. More people have to be willing to speak up and tell the truth about people who you know people have lied on. People have to be willing to do that. When you take advantage of the vulnerable and the innocent, that is sadistic. And it is a issue. There is something mentally wrong with people that target the vulnerable and the innocent. People that don't even understand and don't know what's going on around them. There is mentally something wrong with you. And you have plugged yourself into something that you don't even know nothing about. You walking around in public doing dumb shit about somebody that you don't know nothing about. Because you listened to something that somebody said that was a lie. Because you're looking at entertainment and don't have the mental prowess to be able to separate entertainment from reality. Entertainment is typically either an embellishment of the truth or some sort of variation of the truth. It is somebody's artistic ability to be able to tell a story through their lens and perspective. And if they don't know a person and they choose to tell a story about entertainment or about a situation and make it into entertainment, that's their artistic feedback or their artistic expression. Doesn't make it true. Most of the time, it's a lie. What Cat Williams did was not entertainment. What he did was an implosion. What Kelly Price did on her platform, that was an implosion. People tired of seeing innocent people's lives be destroyed, be delayed from the lies and the games that people have played. Do I agree with everything Cat Williams has said? I don't, but I don't live in his world. I'm not him. I haven't had his experiences. So for me to weigh on something that I don't really know about, it would be ignorant of me. That's his truth. Those are his experiences. And people have been bold enough to confirm some of those experiences. Is he gonna stop me from listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show? It's not. Because it's one of the only morning shows that has some levity to it for me without all of the propaganda. Has he made some mistakes and did some foul things? Absolutely. Absolutely. Based on what the things that have been said from various people. But I don't have the right, not knowing him, not having a conversation with him, not knowing the people that have said something about him, and get on my platform and jump on the bandwagon because that's Cat Williams' truth and the other people that have supported various situations. It's not for me to weigh in on. Like, there are times where, honestly, you can just not say nothing and continue to live your life. And if you are a halfway decent of a person, you don't find public spaces to act out in ignorance because of something that you heard that may not be true, or because you don't agree with what I say as an educator, unless you want to go to jail. And so it is, I would be remiss not to say this today. I would be remiss not to say this today because we are experiencing a shifting where we are going back to a space of civility. And I talked about it several weeks ago, the demographic of individuals, the demographic of incarcerated individuals has shifted drastically. And it has shifted primarily because social media has exposed things about demographics of people that up until this point, we didn't necessarily believe, right? But now we have the evidence and it makes us to think and behave differently when we have these encounters, right? I don't celebrate anybody's downfall. I don't celebrate anything in society that is toxic. What I'm saying is that we have to find a way. We go to work every day. That's the one space that we're in the most. And it is the responsibility of employers to begin to recultivate leadership and begin to recultivate working environments so that you can weed the toxicity out of your employees so that when they go out in public, that they know how to function with some sense of normalcy and the ability to interact with people that may not look like them or may not agree with them. That is the response. That is the responsibility of employers right now. They are going to be instrumental in ushering in civility back into society. And there is a major shifting taking place. Whether you agree with it or not, it's already there. Toxic leadership is being demoted. Toxic leadership is being blocked. People are being plucked up out of positions and plucked up out of communities because they've added too much toxicity to the component of situations, right? They've been a catalyst in the toxicity. And the leadership in the community has said the only way that we're even going to begin to start to heal from this is if we remove some people. What I want to encourage you, so I was raised and educated for the most part, somewhat, in the community that I live in. The first time I moved away, it was one of the hardest decisions I had ever made because I love where I was raised. Right? There are very strategic relationships that are very important to me. But what I want to encourage people to understand is there is a season for everything. And if your season is up in that space, you have to be able to discern what your next steps look like. You have to be able to discern where you're going to have the best quality of life day to day. And if you are the focal point of your family that always has to absorb the toxicity, if you are the focal point of an organization that always has to absorb the toxicity, that means that you're in a space that's too small for you. And you want to get out of that space and get into a space that doesn't always make you the primary focus. And I'm not talking about people that ignore you, because you have two types of people in society. You have the people that are threatened by who you are, and so they intentionally ignore you because they don't want to validate what you already know about yourself. And so they try to do things to demoralize you or to ignore you because they're threatened by who you are, right? Then you have the people who won't validate who you are, but will try to attach themselves to you to make themselves look bigger. And so the attention that they provide to you is toxic attention, right? Those are the same type of person, right? It's about how they choose to operate in their narcissistic behaviors. And then you have the people that are healthy, that know who they are. And they're okay with other people being who they are. You don't have to be like me for me to be okay with you. You don't have to agree with everything that I say in order for me to have a working relationship with you. And I don't have to find ways to demoralize your character in order for me to feel better about myself because I feel threatened by your intelligence or threatened by your personification or threatened by your experiences. And most of the environments that I function in outside of my community, I'm a small fry. I'm a small person I'm a small fish in a huge pond. Most of the people have more education, more experiences, more money, more wealth than me. And that's exactly where I want to be, where I can absorb and learn. And most importantly, I want to be around healthy people who don't jeopardize people's health. and who don't target people's financial stability and their ability to be able to provide for their families, and who don't make up lies as to why a person began to shift the way they dealt with you. I got friends right, I have people that I thought were my friends that I've been carrying a story for years. Most people don't even know that that particular individual has tried to go behind my back and talk to almost every young man that I've ever dated, minus my husband. And so when I met my husband and I put space between me and her, she created this enormous narrative about why me and her were not friends, because I never told that she was trying to go behind me and the men that I was dating. And so you got all of these people thinking that I'm just this cutthroat person that cuts people off. No, baby. But if you cross me, then I'm gonna have to deal with it accordingly. Stop believing the lies that people tell you and deal with people at face value. People that have met me and interacted with me, they know me, they like me, and they know the person that I am. But if you play with me or you play with my son, it's going to be a problem. Just because you decided to believe a lie or you feel some sort of way about me as an educator, or you feel some sort of way behind a lie that was told. And here is the thing, I don't research, like I'm not out here trying to research what Cat Williams talked about, right? It ain't none of my business. That's his truth. Some people have confirmed some of his truth. Some people have built on the stories that he's told. Either way, it ain't none of my business. But I'm excited that he spoke his truth. And to the people that have lied on me and placed me and myself and my son in danger to be disrespected, and for me to have to call the police and to write letters to authority figures about the experiences that were demoralizing, kiss my ass. And I mean that. Kiss my ass.